on the map. WGN Radio gives insight and explores unique exotic vacation destinations all over the world. On the map, from Miami to Santorini. Plan your next adventure on the map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, good Friday evening to all of you, and welcome to On the Map. Tonight, we'll explore Naples, Marco Island, and the Everglades, Florida's Paradise Coast. And later in the show, Peter Greenberg will join us to talk about the Chicago Travel and Adventure Show. Now, a natural and cultural gem tucked away in southwest Florida, Naples is where the sparkling Gulf of Mexico meets white sand beaches, wild islands, and downtowns filled with artful treasures, culinary delights, and many more discoveries. You can explore Naples, Marco Island, Everglades City, and plan your most idyllic Florida vacation. To talk about it all is Sandra Rio. She's the Public Relations and Communications Manager, Tourism Division of the Naples, Marco Island, Everglades Convention and Visitors Bureau. Welcome in, Sandra. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thank you. That's a mouthful to say.
I was going
to
say, I know there's abbreviations for your organization or somewhere. Maybe I could use that next time. Here's the big question, because it has been rainy, cold in Chicago. It's the last day of January. What is the temperature in Naples today?
Well, I tell you, I'm going to tease you a little bit, and you're probably going to hate me, but it's 81 beautiful balmy degrees, beautiful palm trees swaying in a clear blue sky with a boatload of sunshine. So it's definitely better weather than where
yes.
you are.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And I will say I have probably for the last decade, probably every other year, sometimes a couple years in a row, I love coming to Naples. It is beautiful. It is peaceful. And I love that every beach is different and has something else to offer. But where do folks fly in? Like, if they want to get to Naples, Everglades, what's the best airport to fly into?
Sure. And next time you're down in Naples, let's do a podcast right on the beach.
I love that. That might be soon, by the way. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Yeah, so Naples, Marco Island, Everglades, we like to position it kind of where the high life meets the wildlife. We're located in southwest Florida, about 3 hours south of Tampa, 2 hours south of Sarasota. You'll fly into Fort Myers, Southwest Florida International Airport, and I understand you have some direct flights from Spirit, United, and American Airlines, so you can actually be here in about 3 hours.
It's not that bad to get to Paradise. When it's rainy and cold and 38 degrees, 32 degrees, that's a really easy... Sometimes that is with traffic in Chicago. That's like driving up to the far west suburbs. Could be a couple hours. So that's an easy, easy ride. Now, Florida's Paradise Coast, a variety of beaches, as you just mentioned, each with its own charm. From the secluded beauty of a barrier islands to the comfort of luxury beachfront resorts, 30 miles of pristine coastline here. Let's talk about your beaches and what makes them unique and different from one another.
Sure. Just to your point, you know, 30 miles of coastline, white sand beaches, they rival anything that you'll find in the Caribbean. We have 300 sunshine-filled days a year, so our beaches are accessible not only in the winter season, but also in the fall and the spring. The beautiful beach vistas are a great way to begin planning a spring break vacation, just a quick getaway. So Naples Beach is easily accessible from Fifth Avenue South, and that's the charming downtown area. You can stroll the avenue, get a bite of lunch at one of the alfresco dining restaurants, and then literally meander to the beach, which is just 5 blocks away. Clam Pass Park is an ideal family beach day. You paddle in the calm waters because there's a lot of sandbars. It's great for the children.
Yeah.
And it's about a 3/4 mile long boardwalk through the mangroves. And so it's really beautiful, a very natural experience. You have Barefoot Beach Preserve, which sits on 342 acres of natural land. And you'll see gopher tortoises and a variety of sea turtles. Del Norwegian's Pass was just crowned the 2023 8th best beach in the U.S., according to Dr. Beach's annual ranking. So we're excited about that. And it's one of the best places for bird watching. Now, this is a really fun one. Key Wayden Island is only accessible by boat. It's a barrier island, and literally, it's just sand, mangroves, and beautiful water. You'll see the people that will kayak up towards it.
Love it.
People will come on their private boats, and you just kind of camp out for a day. But one of the fun things is we actually have a hamburger bar that actually is a little boat that comes up and beaches there, so you can actually be there and get a cheeseburger and a shake.
That sounds great. Right about now.
Yeah. I have to just mention one more. Tiger Tail Beach, which is on Marco Island, is one of the best beaches known for seashelling. So if you are a collector of seashells, that definitely has to be a must-do on your list.
There is a hotel that I often stay at, and then they have a golf resort. I won't sound too swaggy here. So they have a golf resort, and then I can take the bus in the morning to their other resort that is on the beach. And that is one of my favorite experiences of because both are beautiful properties. I think it's Vanderbilt Beach that this hotel is on. But, you know, it is just you wake up every morning and look out that window, and you're right. It's nothing but paradise.
It's nothing but paradise, and it's just that beautiful beach vista, the horizon in the morning, and then you get the beautiful sunset at night.
You absolutely do. You absolutely do. What would you say if you were to pick a favorite beach? I know it's like picking your favorite child, but like if you were going to pick your favorite beach, you know, what would be your destination?
Well, personally, I like the Key Wayden Island because I'm a boater, so I like the seclusion of it. But I'm also a seashell collector, so I head down to Marco. I take a walk on Tiger Tail Beach, and it's a beautiful, expansive white beach. So you're not crowded. You're not elbow to elbow with anybody. So you can really kind of carve out your own little spot. It's beautiful.
As I say, there's a lot to do, and we're going to talk about that after the break. When I get to Naples, I want to eat well, and I want to sit on the beach. I mean, that's all I want to do. I don't want to do any other adventures.
That sounds like a good vacation.
That does, right? A real vacation. Well, Naples, Marco Island, the Everglades, Florida's Paradise Coast is our destination, and we'll continue that conversation after we look at your traffic. Mary?
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
Tonight, we are putting Florida's Paradise Coast on the map. ParadiseCoast.com is where you can find it all. Sandra Rios is the Public Relations and Communications Manager for the Tourism Division of the Naples Marco Island Everglades Convention and Visitors Bureau. So many things to see and do besides the sunny beaches. The Everglades is a magical, mysterious place. 2 million acres of true wilderness, but this vast wetlands area is not without its tourism attractions, right?
Oh, yeah. We have wonderful attractions. I don't even know where to begin. You'll have a hard time to choose. So if you're traveling here with your family, some of the very top places you'll have to go to. One is the Naples Zoo. The kids can feed the giraffes. They can take a boat ride to Monkey Island, which is always a fun experience. Then the kids start acting like monkeys themselves, jumping all around. And then we have Golisano Children's Museum with a lot of interactive exhibits. So if you want to just get off the beach and spend an afternoon with a little bit of an educational activity, that's a great destination. We have Naples Botanical Garden, which is 170 acres of themed gardens, beautiful, wonderful restaurant there. And I guarantee that you're going to want to go home and start your own orchid garden after going there. Some of the other activities are for families is you can take a cruise on our Dolphin Explorer, and that's actually where it allows you to serve as a citizen scientist for a day, and you can actually assist the dolphin researchers with an ongoing 10,000 Islands Dolphin Project.
Yeah, I was going to say, there is so much, just on the water that you can do. I mean, you can also do, like, airboat rides. There's fishing. I mean,
oh my gosh.
But you talk about the dolphins. That's a big deal. And I remember, you know, taking my kids early on, you know, there. And that is just a ridiculously unique experience.
Yeah. I mean, where can you really, one, see the Everglades? It's one of the 25 UNESCO sites in the United States. And it's just an environmental enclave that you won't see anywhere else in the world. And it's really a lot of fun because the airboat ride is really the way you get to go and through the mangrove forests, which are so unique. And you really will see alligators. You'll see crocodiles. There's over 350 species of birds. So you won't see anything like that anywhere else. It's a very unique ecosystem.
Well, I mean, you talk about the zoo, but I mean, you can expect to see a lot of different wildlife when you're exploring, especially the Everglades.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll see a lot of, aside from the water creatures, you know, sometimes you'll see deer. And if you're lucky, you'll even get a chance to see the elusive Florida panther. They're very shy animals, but every now and then you'll see them. And that's a real treat.
Don't pet them.
Yeah, don't pet them. No feeding allowed.
No feeding.
But they're actually really shy. So if you do see one, it's you're pretty lucky.
All right. Okay. Well, plus you really have an amazing. You talked about a lot of the museums. There's one in. By the way, there's more. You can fly into Fort Myers, but there is a. Tell me about isn't there a Ford or Edison estate that's there to tour as well?
We do have an amazing car museum. If you have any car enthusiasts in your family, this is a must-see. It's called the Revs Institute, and is actually the history of the automotive industry, but it's the history of our country also seen through the lens of the automotive industry. It is Baron Collier's private car collection, and it has one of the most prestigious Porsche collections outside of Stuttgart, Germany. So you'll go in and you'll see DeLoreans, you'll see Edsels, you'll see old Rolls Royces, and you'll even see Mario Andretti's race cars.
That's
And they're all in pristine road conditions, so we actually get a treat because they actually take them out on the road and drive each one of those cars probably every 6 months. So it's just an amazing location. So if you have a car aficionado in your family, must do.
Now, I will say, if you're in Naples or just walking around or walking down the street, you'll see it on the street. There are so many beautiful collectible cars just driving around down there, you know?
Yeah, we have a real serious car culture down here. Not only do people collect them and drive them, but I think we just got a new Lamborghini dealership. We have a huge Porsche dealership. I think we have one of the largest Bentley dealerships in the country. So down here, you know, when you sit along Fifth Avenue South and you're having dinner, you see a car parade, too.
Yeah, you absolutely do. You also have an amazing arts and culture scene, too. The art centers, galleries, the music. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we have wonderful cultural activities. We have a beautiful artist, Naples, where you can see Broadway performances and different dance performances. We have an opera that runs seasonally. That's amazing. And then we also have something called Arte Viva. So we have a large Hispanic population, and we take great pride in promoting the artistic capabilities of that community. So each one of the different museums and restaurants, they participate in Arte Viva annually and promote some aspect of Hispanic culture. So that's a real treat, too.
The Naples area is also home to a celebrated culinary scene. I mean, with award-winning restaurants serving elevated coastal cuisine and seasoned fresh caught stone crab, which is a personal favorite. I remember being at a place called Kelly's Fish House and Dining Room. I think it's one of the oldest in Naples, right?
Yeah, Kelly's Fish House, and that's located down in Goodland, which is a very unique area. Once you get down past Marco Island, and it's not quite into Everglades City, but it's a little town right in between. There's Kelly's Fish House. They have the Crabby Lady down there, which is fun. It's a fun boat ride. So if you're a boater, you can rent a boat, you can head down there, you can get stone crab. We are known as the stone crab capital of the world.
Yes, you are.
And Everglades City actually provides restaurants throughout Florida and the U.S. with that delicacy. It is seasonal, and stone crab season runs October 15th through May 1st.
There you go.
Now, another thing that we kind of have on our dining radar is Sizzle Dining, which is a four-week celebration of all things culinary here. All the participating restaurants have prefix menus, so you can actually check out some of your favorite restaurants that are really super busy in the high season during the month of September with some of the chefs' personal favorites. And I do want to say that a lot of our restaurants here are owner-owned, so the chefs take a lot of pride and have a lot of passion about the dishes that they serve to our guests.
It's funny, we're doing Restaurant Week, Chicago Restaurant Week, these last 2 weeks here, and that seems like a very similarly an ability to just taste and experience some of the different restaurants around town. But the waterfront dining, I mean, is the big deal there. I mean, just, you know, being able
to... The waterfront dining, exactly. The fresh seafood, Florida fresh seafood. We even have catch and cook. Some of the restaurants. If you catch your fish, bring it into the restaurant, and you know, they'll cook a great fresh dish for you. But the other thing is the diversity of our culinary scene. It's really globally inspired. We have everything from Persian restaurants to Indian restaurants, authentic Italian and French. But they are really known for the Florida fresh seafood. And I'm really excited about one of our restaurants here just is nominated for a James Beard Award. So that's called BC Click Cook Shop. Mm. So we're super excited about this young chef who's really making her scene on the national culinary scene. And then we just had Guy Fieri's Diner Drive-Ins and Dives. They were just featured last week on his show, The Rooster.
Very cool. Very, very cool.
Yeah, we're a lot of fun. Really cool vibe.
Love it. Love it. Now, I will also say the area is home to luxury beachfront resorts, charming boutique hotels, upscale and relaxed rental accommodations, which means there's a lodging type to suit everybody.
That's right. I mean, we really take great pride in sort of the luxury lifestyle. You know, that's what you're going to find in Naples. Specifically, Marco Island is a little bit more laid back, but they have beautiful beachfront resorts that have family-friendly activities, but they also have separate adult towers. So depending upon what your style is and what you're looking for, you're going to find something for everyone.
I love that. It depends on your budget, but you can absolutely find somewhere. Now, I will also say we've got a contest going on right now with you guys, and it's WGN Radio is giving you the chance to win a dream getaway to Naples, Marco Island, and the Everglades. One lucky winner will enjoy a two-night club-level stay at the Elegant Inn on 5th, a two-night stay in a premium beachfront suite at La Playa Beach and Golf Resort, and round-trip airfare. Brought to you by the Naples, Marco Island, Everglades Convention and Visitors Bureau. Now you can visit the contest page at WGNRadio.com to enter to win. You know, and speaking of which, there's plenty of places to golf down there too. That is a real treat. I mean,
yeah, for sure. We're a golfer's paradise for sure. We have over 90 public and private courses, and many of them are designed by some of your favorite golfers, you know, Greg Norman being one of them. And we're also home to three major golf tournaments that are hosted right at our Ritz-Carlton Tiburon course. We host the Grant Thornton Invitational, the CME Classic, and in a couple weeks, we're actually going to host the Chubb Classic.
Very, very, very cool. Well, again, ParadiseCoast.com is where you can explore more and go to the WGN Radio contest page to enter to win this fabulous, fabulous trip. Sandra, thank you for joining us. And as we experience the cold and rain here in Chicago, the Paradise Coast seems like the perfect place to be right now.
There's no question about that. When you're looking for the best, only Paradise will do.
There you go. Thank you, Sandra. I appreciate it.
Thanks, David.
All right. Peter Greenberg joins us after the news next.